Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I want to welcome everybody to another edition of Questions and Answers. My host, T-Wash. I'm on Facebook Live right now, so trying to get some of you guys to call in to my show. If you want to talk sports, entertainment, movies, TV series, whatever. This show doesn't just have to be about the topics I discuss, but if you got something you want to throw out here to put on the table that we can discuss, you can do that too. You give me a call at 1-347-843-4939. Well, like I said, I want to discuss what's going on in the NBA right now, man. I mean, it's crazy. You know, we had all these crazy deals and crazy trades, all that good stuff. I mean, the Kawhi Leonard thing to the Clippers is nuts. I don't see anybody beating the Clippers in the 7-game series, because if you think about it, the perimeter is going to be sold up. It's going to be locked up. You got Patrick Beverley guarding the point guard at the top. Then on your wings, you're going to have Kawhi and Paul George, three of the best perimeter defenders in the NBA. So it's almost like, how are the opposing teams going to get their shots off? I don't know. I mean, it's going to be crazy. But this is going to be a fun season. I mean, you already see it. It's going to be a lot of parity. It's not going to just be one dominant team anymore. I mean, you got – the West is loaded, man. You know, I got my boy Damian Lillard them, because that's, like, one of my favorite players. Damian Lillard's one of my favorite players, you know, who unfortunately doesn't get enough credit because he's playing in the West. If Damian Lillard played in the East, man, he'd be a perennial all-star. But he's playing in the West where you got Steph Curry's, you got the Russell Westbrook's, you got the Chris Paul's, even though he's old and on his last legs. You got those type of guys that's been ahead of him until a few years ago. Now, Damian Lillard's starting to get his pub. And they made it to the West Finals last year. I don't see them falling off. And it's crazy because with LeBron, and I'm saying LeBron, because LeBron the one who basically put this Lakers team together, because wherever LeBron go, he rules. So even with them getting, you know, Anthony Davis, adding Boogie Cousins, they still have Kyle Kuzma. I still don't think that they'll beat the Clippers in a 7-game series because the Clippers are younger. They have a younger team. They got my man Louis Williams coming off the bench hitting like 25 a game. They got Montrezl Harrell, who's a beast on the boards. He give you a double-double every night. They re-signed that center that used to play for the Lakers, and I didn't understand why they traded him, Zubac. He's a pretty good big man, so they got him. And like I said, they're going to have three of the best perimeter defenders in the NBA on one squad. Unless one of those guys has a catastrophic injury, I don't see the Clippers losing this 7-game series to anybody. And then, like I said, you know, with the hype with the Clippers and Lakers right now, nobody's talking about the Blazers. I believe the Blazers would have gave Golden State all they wanted if Yusuf Nurkic wouldn't have been hurt, and that's their starting center. He'll be back, and they basically got the same squad as last year. So I'm really going to be rooting hard and pushing for my boy Damian Lillard, you know, to make a run at the NBA Finals. Like I said, it's going to be tough because the West is going to be stacked. You got Denver. Denver's a nice young team who has Nikola Jokic, who may be the MVP next year because – I mean, he's good. He's a 7-foot center who can shoot threes. He plays inside. He's an excellent passer. He shoots a high free throw percentage. And he shoots like in the late 30s, early 40s from three. So I could see him making a push for the MVP next season. But like I said, I want to talk about the power rankings. I got these rankings off another site, but I don't agree with some of them, so I'm going to kind of put them in how I think they should be. Then I also want to talk a little bit about some of the main players I'm liking that I'm seeing in the NBA Summer League right now. And then, man, I mean, I just want to be honest, man. I really missing football right now. I'm really missing football. I want to talk about the NFL, and I want to talk about what's going to be happening. You know, I'm ready for the season. I'm so ready for it, man. I know you guys want to hear this. You know, especially you guys that's watching that know me. New England Patriots all day. I know you guys don't want to hear that, but hey, I welcome calls. You got anything negative to say about the Patriots? Hey, you know who you are. Call in, man. I'm giving you the floor right now. If you want to call in, talk about my Pats. Hey, you want to debate why they so great? You know, I want to know why the people that hate them so much, why do you hate them? Because they win. I believe that's what it is, because they win. So that's why you hate them. But hey, I welcome any conversations, man. If you want to talk about the Patriots, you want to talk about the Colts, I like what the Colts are doing this year. I mean, obviously, they're taking a page from my Patriots. They're kind of cheap with their money this year. Colts got a lot of money under the salary cap. They could have did a lot of spending this year, but they didn't. And who does that remind you of? The New England Patriots. I swear, everybody hate my boys, but they like to be my boys somehow, some way. So, guys, hey, give me a call. Facebook Live. Hey, I'm giving you the opportunity, man. Get on these radio waves. Call me up. Let's talk about NBA. What's going on in the NBA? We could talk about the upcoming football season. Training camp be here in what, about 3 weeks? NFL training camp will be here. So I can't wait for it. If you want to call in and talk about any of this stuff, 1-347-843-4939. Hit me up, man. Tell me what you think about it. Let's talk about this stuff. Like I said, we're going to talk about these power rankings right quick. Now, I got these from another site, and I agree with some of them, and some of them I don't agree with. And they basically ranking all 30 NBA teams. We're not going to, you know, talk about the sad teams like the Memphis and, you know, things like that, the Charlottes. And even though Memphis got John Morant, and I think he's going to be a beast. I mean, he's a kind of a Russell Westbrook clone, so I think John Morant's going to be pretty good. But we don't have to talk about their team. The team's not going to be very good at all. Like I said, they got John Morant and Jay, what's his name? The kid from Michigan State, Jaren Jackson Jr. Those two guys would probably be the only bright spot out of that Memphis Grizzlies team. And then as far as the Hornets, Mr. Faggot Michael Jordan. And yeah, I said it. Faggot Michael Jordan. If you want to call in and want to know why I don't like Michael Jordan, you can do that. And we can talk about that. I can give you the whole lowdown of why I don't like Michael Jeffrey Jordan. Now, don't get me wrong. I used to wear shoes. I had his shoes all throughout high school. I even had them as an adult. You know what I mean? But not anymore. One, all his kicks are ugly now. They're ugly hell. And all he's doing now is just re-releasing retros, because that's where the bread and butter is. That's where the money is. Everybody's still wearing the retros because they still sweet. But, yeah, I don't buy his kicks no more. And I just don't like that because he's an arrogant prick. So, yeah, I said it. Michael Jordan is an arrogant prick. Tell me what you think about that. Ask me why I don't like Michael Jordan. I'll tell you. Give me a call. I'll tell you why I don't like Michael Jordan. But, yeah, he's an arrogant prick, and he's the greatest player. I give him that. He's the greatest player ever. I mean, you got a lot of kids now, especially this young generation, they say LeBron's the best player ever, which he's not. I hate to say it, but, you know, Jordan was the best, man. I mean, I can't knock the man. He was the greatest player of all time. But I just don't like him because he's just an arrogant prick. But he was the greatest of all time. Now, the way they have the power rankings, they have the Clippers as number one, and I agree with that. I mean, like I said, Kawhi Leonard. And I got to do it, man. Whenever I talk about Kawhi, I have to do what he was known for, man. I mean, I just have to. Whenever I say something about Kawhi, I just have to do this. I got to, man. I mean, because that was like one of the most funniest moments ever because, you know, Kawhi, he's all stone-faced and serious all the time. And, you know, he shows no emotions on the court, which is a good thing. I mean, the man just balls out. So it was funny as hell when we heard him do that because you don't expect or see anything like that from Kawhi Leonard. So, you know, whenever I talk about Kawhi, I got to play that laugh, man. I mean, it just has to be done. But like I was saying, Kawhi, Paul George, Patrick Beverley, they're going to wear down the offensive teams they go against. It's like, what you going to do when you come past the court? Hey, Josh, what's going on, man? Hey, why don't you call in and talk about your Colts, man? I actually like what they're doing this year, man. You should give me a call. 1-347-843-4939. It's no charge, man. This is all free. You can call in. We can have a chat about your Colts, man. I actually like what they're doing because I was a damn Colts fan and I didn't know about it. I took her to the Houston Texans game last year. And I basically had to promise her to take her to two games this year. So I think she's trying to convert me along with a lot of other Colts fans trying to convert me. But you know how it is, man. If Peyton Manning was still here, hell no, I wouldn't be going to the damn Colts game, regardless of what my kids say. But, you know, I like Andrew Luck, and I respect Andrew Luck. I like the players they got on their team. I love the Maniac, you know. Great on defense, man. I love the Maniac. So I like what the Colts doing. So even as a diehard Patriot fan, because I'm father of the year for taking my kid to these Colts games because she's a damn Colts fan and I didn't know it, I promised her we're going to go to the Texas game again this year because that's going to be good because I expect Deshaun Watson to be back to normal. He wasn't normal last year. I expect him to go back to his rookie year the way he played because it takes a full season to come back from a torn ACL. So I think that AFC South is going to be very interesting. It's going to be fun to watch, man. So we're going to do the Texan game, and I never seen Cam Newton in person, so we're going to do the Carolina game when they come here. So, yeah, Josh, all you Colts fans, I'm going to two Colts games this year because of my kid, because she's a Colts fan, and I didn't know about it. So, hey, Todd, I see you watch it too. Call in, man. Come on, man. I know you know something about sports or entertainment, man. If you want to talk about a movie, whatever, give me a call. 1-347-843-4939. It's free. Call in, man, if you want to talk to me about some of this stuff. Like I said, my topics today, I'm talking about NBA Summer League. I'm talking about the power rankings for the NBA for the upcoming season after all these trades that went down. And like I said, I'm missing football, man, so I want to talk about the upcoming NFL season. Training camp going to be here in a few weeks. But, you know, I also give my callers an option. You know, they don't just have to discuss the topics I'm throwing out. If you got something for me, you know, you might be like, T-Wash, what you think about the Bengals? Bad example. T-Wash, what you think about the Browns? We're going to discuss it because I think the Browns are going to be interesting this year. I love Baker Mayfield, and he's a player that I wish the Patriots would have drafted. But, you know, Brady and Gronk end up going to Kraft and basically putting it out there that if Gronk gets traded, I'm retiring. And what? Gronk said he don't want to play for nobody but Brady last year. Well, Gronk was going to Detroit, and we would have got that draft pick. And they saying that Belichick was going to move up to number one and draft Baker Mayfield, which I would have been great with because I love Baker Mayfield, and he's proven it. He's proven it now the way he played that freshman year, I mean that rookie season. And now with the weapons they got, Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham Jr., a good defense, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, who going to be playing in, like week 10? I see the Browns winning that AFC Central. I don't think the Steelers going to win the division this year. I think the Bengals are going to win. Not the Bengals. I'm sorry. The Browns. I think the Browns are going to win it. So, I don't know, man. It's just going to be a fun NFL season. And I really want to discuss it. I want you guys. Cowboys. What do you mean the Cowboys? What? Call in, Todd. Tell me why the Cowboys. What do you think the Cowboys are going to do this year? You think Dak's good enough to get them over the top, get them out the NFC? Jeff, well, call in. See y'all talking all this stuff on Facebook Live, but you won't call my show and talk about it. The Bears, I mean, it all depends on Mitch Trubisky. Jeff, it depends on Mitch Trubisky. If Mitch Trubisky can play, then I see the Bears, you know, getting kind of far, but they're going to have to go against those Packers, man. I mean, Packers defense better. Aaron Rodgers will be back healthy. So you guys going to, you know, the Bears going to have a challenge. But I believe you said Cowboys caught tired. Oh, come on, man. See, y'all communicate with me on Facebook Live, but y'all won't call my show. I'm feeling kind of like y'all dissing me, man. I'm going to have to turn Facebook Live off, man, because y'all, hey, I'm trying to get you to call me, brother. 1-347-843-4939. Hit me up, man. See, I'm bringing out all these topics. We talking football. Well, I'm talking football to you guys, but it'd be nice if I could be talking back and forth with somebody. What you think, man? I mean, the Bears. I mean, I'm seeing Bears. And Lil Mike. Lil Mike, what's up, cuz? You were supposed to call me last show. Call me now, man. We could talk about Dwayne Wade. I mean, I know that's your guy. 1-347-843-4939. 1-347-843-4939. Give me a call, man. Call in. I mean, it's good y'all watching, but I would like you guys to call my little show. Support your boy T-Wash. You know what I mean? Struggling sports journalist here. You know, got the degree, but can't use it because I can't get the opportunity. So I'm trying to do this thing on my own, trying to get my name out there. Because unfortunately, to get into sports media, you have to know somebody. I've tried, I mean, what? The best I've had a little writing internship where I wrote for this website called sportspassage.net. I did some writing for it. Then I did some other writing for this one place called Hoop Mountain Basketball, where I went and scouted high school basketball and things like that and had to write up about it. But other than that, man, I haven't really gotten any opportunities, man. And I've had my degree for 4 years now, so it's like I'm trying all kinds of avenues to get myself out there because this is what I love to do, man. So it would be nice. Hey, what's up, Lisa? It'd be nice if you guys could support me and call my show and we can have a little chit-chat about this stuff I'm talking about. I mean, y'all throwing out y'all teams to me and stuff, but y'all not calling in. I mean, I'm seeing Bears. I'm seeing Cowboys. You know, like I said, my little cuz, little Mike, I mean, I know you like, I don't know if you still like the Heat now that Dwayne Wade retired, but I know you a Heat guy. I mean, I know you a Dwayne Wade guy. I know you a basketball guy like your big cuz, but you're not even calling me. So I need somebody, man, to reach out and support your man T-Wash, man. Give me a call. 1-347-843-4939. And I'm going to get back to these power rankings. So the Clippers, they got the Clippers number one. I agree with that. They got the Lakers as number two. I agree with that because, like I said, they got Bron. He'll be coming back, you know, a season healthy. For sure he's going to try to come back and show out. You know what I'm saying? They signed Danny Green. That's defensive purposes. I mean, and, you know, he could hit the occasional three. He's not like he was when he played for the Spurs. When he played with the Spurs, he's more automatic from the three-point line. Now, you know, he's getting, like, tail end in his career, so he can't make threes at a high clip the way he used to, but he can still play defense, so that's good. I like that the Lakers re-signed Rondo and JaVale McGee. Rondo is going to bring that defensive intensity. He's very smart and cerebral with the game, and Rondo's going to ball out, you know, especially in the playoffs. So that's a good addition. If he can stay healthy, that's going to help the Lakers. And I would love it when the Lakers and Clippers play against each other. And I guarantee you that's going to be a Christmas Day game. I guarantee you. And it's going to be funny to see Rondo and Patrick Beverley go at it, man. Two guys with fierce attitudes, love to play the game, play hard, don't take no mess. It's going to be fun seeing those two go against each other, Rondo and Patrick Beverley. So I can't wait for that. And then, like I said, they kept Kyle Kuzma. They traded everybody else in the Pelicans. Traded Lonzo, traded Brandon Ingram, traded Josh Hart. But I was saying all the time, they need to keep Kyle Kuzma because Kyle Kuzma balls out. And I think he meshes great with LeBron and Anthony Davis. So it's good they kept him. They bench. They got Boogie Cousins. You know, we don't know how much Boogie got left. I don't know. I mean, he had his games, we showed up, but he's another one that, since he tore his Achilles, he's not right. So we don't know if he's going to ever be the same again. But I think Boogie's still capable of giving you maybe 14-6, and that'll help the Lakers. I think the Lakers might bring in my boy Carmelo, who was one of my favorite players. My wife and my brother, they like to make fun of me because I was a Carmelo fan. I'm still a Carmelo fan. And I hope he latches on with the Lakers. He be playing with his boy. Him and LeBron James are like boys. So why not? You got all the money you need. Why not go to the Lakers and ball out and have a chance to win a championship and go out like that, man? Because I always liked Carmelo. I liked him back to the Syracuse days. I mean, Carmelo's a baller to me. Only thing, Carmelo, he just never played no damn defense. And he won't rebound or nothing. It was just all scoring. Carmelo basically reminded me of a young Glenn Robinson, guy from our area. All you regioners know who I'm talking about. Glenn Robinson. That's who Carmelo Anthony is. All he do is score. That's it. No rebounds, no defense, just scoring. But I always liked Carmelo. So I think Carmelo, it'd be good for him to go to the Lakers, man. Why not? Why not, go there, play with your homeboy, have a chance at a ring. Number three, they have the Milwaukee Bucks. I agree with that because you got the Greek Freak coming off. You got the Greek Freak coming off an MVP season. I mean, the dude was balling out. He just disappointed me when they got to the, the East Finals against Toronto. Greek Freak got a bad habit of going 1-on-4, and he needs to stop that. And I see all these people chiming in, watching me on Facebook Live. I mean, hey, what's going on, everybody? How y'all doing? I'm trying to get y'all to call in to my show, so that's why I'm doing the Facebook Live. I figure maybe if you see me, then you'll call in. I know some of you guys not in the sport, like Val. Hey, Val. Hey, Sarah. I know y'all not in the sport, but everybody else that I know that's in sports, you need to support your man, T. Wash. Struggling sports journalist here. Trying to find my way into the sports media. It's kind of hard because if you don't know anybody, you're not going to get in. So I'm kind of trying to do my own thing. I've been doing this Blog Talk radio show for years now. And then I took a break, and now I'm back again. I'm going to have something coming on YouTube pretty soon also. So I'm trying to put myself out there because it seemed like that's the only way I'm going to be able to do it. I put in resumes. I done put in resumes with all these places here, all the sports organizations. But it's like, if you don't know anybody that could, get you in there, man, you kind of screwed. So, guys, hey, you want to talk about football? You want to talk about the summer league? You want to talk about how the league going to be now, how the NBA going to be now after all these crazy trades? Give me a call. 1-347-843-4939. Call me up. But like I was saying, the Bucks, they got Greek Freak, MVP. Three spot is right for them. I think it's going to hurt them by losing Malcolm Brogdon to the Indiana Pacers, which is going to boost the Indiana Pacers by picking up Malcolm Brogdon. I think that's really going to hurt the Bucks because they have no point guard. They have no true point guard. Eric Bledsoe is more of a scorer than he is a point guard. So I think that's going to hurt them. It was a good thing they picked up Chris Middleton. That hurts. Oh, what's going on, Greg? How you doing, buddy? You want to call in? Yeah, like I was saying, losing Malcolm Brogdon going to hurt them. Bledsoe's more of a two guard than he is a one. They did a great job by re-signing Chris Middleton. That's going to help them out. You know, he was like the Greek Freak number two. So that helps them. And I believe that the Bucks, that's a good spot for them, number three in the power rankings. I can see the Bucks having a chance to make it back to the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, if you look at it, they're probably the strongest team in the East right now. Them, and then I would say, depending on how Kemba Walker plays with Boston, if he can mesh well with Boston, then Boston would probably be the number two team in the East, or either the Sixers. The Sixers may be the number two. So it's probably a toss-up between the Sixers and the Celtics, who will be the number two team behind the Bucks. With the Raptors losing Kawhi Leonard, I think that drops them way down. The Raptors probably going to drop down to maybe between 6 and 8 in the East. Losing Kawhi really hurts them. Number four, they have the Denver Nuggets. And, excuse me, I said something about them earlier. That'll be good because they have Nikola Jokic, who has the opportunity of probably being MVP next year. Okay, Greg, yeah. Trump 2020, huh? Seahawks over the Pats. So Seahawks going to play the Patriots? Okay. Why don't you call in and talk about it? You call in. Hey, remember, I invited you to call in and talk about your man Trump, too. Hey, we can do that. I want you to tell the world why Trump's so great, man. I mean, Greg, this is your opportunity, man. 1-347-843-4939. Call free, but even if it wasn't free, you big money bags, you can call in. 347-843-4939. Greg. You're not going to call in. Yeah, the Nuggets, you know, with Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, they re-signed him. They re-upped on him. That's going to help them. And I think that they're going to have the steal of the draft. Manute Bol's son, Bol Bol. I think he's going to be the steal of the draft for the Denver Nuggets. He's supposed to be a lottery pick, and he dropped all the way down to 44. I can see him coming into Denver and helping him out. He's 7'3". Now, he's skinny as hell. So, and you know, if you knew Manute Bol, he was skinny too. So he's skinny like his dad. But the difference is, Manute Bol is primarily a defensive player and a shot blocker. Bol Bol, his son, this 7'3" dude, he can shoot threes. He got a nice inside game. He go to the rack. He could dribble the ball a little bit. I think he's going to be the steal of the draft. So watch out for Bol Bol with the Denver Nuggets, who they have at number four in the power rankings. And I think that's a good spot for them too. Now, this is the one I don't agree with. Number five. They have the Houston Rockets at number five. Okay. I don't agree with that because Chris Paul is going to be another year older. And unfortunately, the Rockets gave him a big contract that's just not worth it, man. I mean, Chris Paul getting paid $38 million upcoming season. And then next season, he's going to be getting $41 million, meaning the Rockets are stuck with his contract. They're not going to be able to get rid of that. Who's going to pick up a 35-year-old Chris Paul and have to pay him all that money? And then, you know, word is that him and James Harden not getting along. So I don't understand why they have the Houston Rockets at number five out of 30 teams in the power ranking. I think Houston might finish fourth or fifth in the conference, in the Western Conference. I don't see them being a top-tier team. I mean, don't get me wrong, James Harden, you know, he going to gun and still give you like 30-some points a game. But I don't see Houston being number five team in the West. So we're going to move on from that one. Now, at number six, I would switch this. Like, they have Utah Jazz at number six. I would move them to the number five spot. I don't mean if you move Houston out of the top 10 in the power rankings. But Utah, I'll move them to the five spot. They have them at number six. And that's because of the addition of Mike Conley Jr. They picked up Mike Conley Jr., who's a true point guard, and that backcourt's going to be good. You're going to have Mike Conley Jr. at running a point, and then you're going to have Donovan Mitchell, who's athletic and who's getting darn better at the two-guard spot. That's nasty right there. And then I love the pickup of Bogdan Bogdanovic. Pacers going to miss him. Utah swooped him up. Indiana Pacers fans know what he can do. He shoot threes and all that. You guys are acting a fool. Larry Bird, Ron Artest. Hey, you know what, though? Look, me and my wife and my brother-in-law always get into argument about Ron Artest and the Pacers. Look, I'm going to continue to say this. All Ron Artest had to do, because that year the Pacers probably would have made the finals. They may have won the championship. All Ron Artest had to do was just stick Ben Watts instead of going to the crowd and attacking that fan who didn't throw a bottle. If he'd have just fought Ben Wallace instead of being scared, Pacers might have won the championship or at least made it to the finals. Questions and answers, baby. What's
hey,
going on?
Doing,
who's calling? I'm doing good. How are you? All right. What's going
I'm
on, Casey?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Nothing much. I'm a longtime listener. I like your show. I like what you're doing. You know, I'm a Pacer fan and a Packer fan. Can't wait to beat up on the Bears this year and also the Vikings. You know, they're a little brother, so that's all I have to say about football. Now, for basketball, I have a question for you. I just want to see what your thoughts are. On this upcoming year, we have a lot of dynamic duels in the league, right?
Yeah.
So what do you think? Do you think they're going to be taking breaks throughout the season like they usually do, or do you think everybody's going to be dedicated and, like, on the court the full season and not taking, like, a rest or whatnot?
Well, you know, Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James, those types, they're going to take breaks. And if you look at it, they're on the squad. You know, their squad is so stacked where they'll be able to take games off. Like, for example, like I was talking about with the Clippers. On your wing, you're going to have Kawhi Leonard. On your other wing, you're going to have Paul George. And at the top, you're going to have Patrick Beverly. They locking down a perimeter. So, it's not like it was when we were young, KC, when, you know, the players played for more of the love of the game back then. Now it's about money and ratings and all that garbage. It's not the way it was, you know, like, you know, the Michael Jordans and the Isaiah Thomases and all those guys, the Birds, they were dedicated to playing, you know, 82 games. They wanted to play.
Right.
You know, they wanted to give the fans what they came to see. A lot of these new generation players, you know, they don't care. They'll sit out games. But I don't think that we're going to get 82 games, you know, even from this new crop. Even though it's like duels, all these teams have duels, I still think they're going to have games missed. But I do like that it's parity now in the NBA, and the championship is basically wide open now. Like, last three years, we all predicted Golden State. We can't say that now.
Right. But with the playoff rankings, especially out in the West, don't you think they would have to be on the court, especially if they want to get, like, 1-4? Or in the playoffs in general, because I hear the West is really, really stacked. So it's like you can't afford to take too much time off.
Well, no, they won't take the playoffs down. They're going to play every playoff game they can. I'm saying
they're going to coach
during the regular season.
During the regular season, they don't have to play in order to make the playoffs. I guess that's the point.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go ahead and hang up and listen to you speak on that point. Love the show, T. Wash.
All right, thank you, KC. Hey, call back anytime, Thursdays and Saturdays, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Thank you, KC.
Okay.
All right, well, she had a point. I think a lot of those teams, they're coached during the regular season. But, you know, playoffs, they're going to be all in because, you know, that's winning time. But she had a point. A lot of these guys may not be able to coach during the regular season, especially in the West Coast, because it's so stacked now. I mean, you're going to have – let's just be real. you got the Clippers, you got the Lakers, you got the Blazers, you got the Nuggets. I'm not putting Houston in it, man. I just can't do it. You got the Nuggets. Those four teams definitely have a chance to make it to the NBA Finals, meaning they may not be able to take days off, you know, not the way they would want to. So they probably will have to play, you know, at least as many games as they can. But since LeBron's getting up there in age, I'm pretty sure he's going to have some days where he take off. And Anthony Davis is always a question mark. He always hurt. So can Anthony Davis stay healthy? You don't really hear about a lot of injuries as far as Kawhi. I mean, he may sit out some games, but you don't really hear about him being injured a lot. So it's going to be definitely interesting. I can't wait for this new season to start because, like I said, I just like the parity. You know, the last 3-4 years, we could literally say who was in the finals. Oh, it's going to be Cleveland and Golden State for another rematch. Definitely Golden State. And, you know, people may sleep on Golden State. I think Golden State is going to make a playoffs. Klay Thompson may be back after the All-Star break. Now, I think D'Angelo Russell, the addition to him, that's going to make them better. So I can see Golden State making a push. I mean, they're not going to win the championship, but I don't think they're just going to fall out of existence. I mean, I think Steph Curry, he's still a great regular season player. You know, he kind of disappears for whatever reason in the finals. But regular season, we know what Steph could do. He's capable of putting up an MVP season next year. It's going to just basically just be him and D'Angelo Russell. Steph Curry might have about 36 points next year. So, I mean, we'll see. Guys, if you want to call in, 1-347-843-4939. I had one call so far from KC. Who else want to call? Talk about, you know, these sports, man. Talk about football. Talk about basketball. Who want to call in and do that? Let me get back to these power rankings. Like I was saying, Utah. Bojan Bogdanović. Pacers are going to miss him. That was a good pickup for Utah, man. The guy can shoot. He's not really a great defender, but he tries. When you watch the Pacers games, he tried. He would try to guard this man, but he made shots. And I think that's going to help Utah because you're going to have him. You're going to have Joe Ingles, you know, a little known player from Australia, who'll be balling for Utah, man. The guy hits threes. He's tough. He plays defense. And like I said, they got Donovan Mitchell. They got Big Gobert at the center spot blocking shots. So Utah's going to be in the mix. I didn't even name it. They're going to be in the mix. So that's what I'm saying. The West is stacked, man. So, yeah, a lot of these guys are going to have to be on their game. They're going to have to play. They might not be able to take so many games off. They're going to have to get out there, and they're going to have to ball. So they could try to, you know, win a championship, man, make it to the finals. I'm not getting no calls, man. What's going on? Especially you guys on Facebook Live. What happened to the support for your boy, man? You're supposed to be supporting your boy. Your boy needs some support. I need some calls. Next, they got the Portland Trail Blazers at number 7. Like I said, they had Utah at 6, but I would move them to 5 in Houston's spot. And then I would move Portland to number 6. Like I said, they made it to West Finals without Jusuf Nurkić. He's going to be back. They added Hassan Whiteside in the trade. I've never really been a big fan of his, but maybe he can help him on the defensive end, block a couple shots and things like that. So that would be cool. I like Portland. Damian Lillard is one of my favorite players. I'm rooting for them, you know, to maybe possibly, you know, make it to the finals and get him a championship. That'd be real cool. But having Nurkić back, that's definitely going to help. You got C.J. McCollum, you know, in my opinion, behind Steph and Clay, Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum, the next backcourt in the NBA. Both of them capable of exploding for 40 or 50 any given night. So you got firepower like that in your backcourt, you know, at your guard spots, man, and you're going to be good. And, you know, it's not going to be any issue. So I like what Portland did. The next team they have is they got the Warriors. They got the Warriors at they got the Sixers number 8. And them adding Al Jefferson gone. Adding Al Horford, that's going to help them even more defensively. You got Joel Embiid center. You got Ben Simmons running the point guard. I like Ben Simmons, man, but I don't understand how he just can't shoot to save his life. All he got to do is just get in the gym, man. I mean, dude, if Ben Simmons could get a mid-range, I'm not even talking three-pointer. If Ben Simmons could get a mid-range jump shot, this man would be unstoppable. He's kind of in the category of Giannis, Greek Freak, Antetokounmpo. If those two guys get jump shots, man, it's over. Hey, Ike, man, he called and talk about sports. He wants to talk about movies. It don't matter, man. You know, like I said, I have topics I throw out, but, you know, I give the callers the options too, man. If they want to call and discuss something else, they want to put something else on the table, then we can discuss that too. So it don't just have to be what I'm talking about, man. You know, if you want to talk about football, I mean, I don't know if you've been hearing me or not, man, but I'm itching for football to start back. Even though most of you guys hate the Patriots, I love the Patriots, but I want to see football, period, in general. And like I said, I'm even looking forward to watching the Colts. Hell, I'm going to 2 of the games this year because my kid's a Colts fan and I didn't know it. So, dude, whatever he want to talk about, man. Like I said, the number is 1-347-843-4939. Call's free. So, you know, hey, have him give me a call, man. We can talk about it. But, yeah, like I was saying, if Ben Simmons, man, if he just get a damn jump shot, then he's going to be unstoppable because we know he can go to the basket. That's all he do. He's a great passer. I mean, you got like a 6'10 point guard, man. I mean, that's an advantage in itself. So the Sixers being in the 8th spot, that's about right, man. They're going to challenge for the Eastern Conference title. And, you know, the addition of Al Horford makes them better defensively. And then we all know Joel Embiid, man, he's a monster, man, but he can't stay healthy. And it sucks because I really don't have a team in the NBA. My team in the NBA before he retired was before he got traded and then eventually retired. I rooted for the Philadelphia 76ers when Allen Iverson was there. Because Allen Iverson, behind Isaiah Thomas, not the little Isaiah Thomas that played in Boston. I'm talking about Isaiah Lord Thomas III for the Bad Boy Pistons. That's my guy. My favorite player of all time. Now, after Isaiah Thomas, Allen Iverson, man, that's my guy. So I rooted for the Sixers. And, you know, I've kind of been leaning towards rooting for the Sixers again because I like Joel Embiid, but he just can't stay healthy, man. He can't stay healthy. So picking up Al Horford was great because Joel Embiid's not going to give you 82 games. Hell, he might not give you 65. Al Horford can step up into that starting spot for the Sixers, so that helps. And they re-signed Tobias Harris. They lost Jimmy Butler to Miami, but they re-signed Tobias Harris. And that's – I'm looking to see if somebody calling me, man. I'm switching back and forth from notes to the call screen, and nobody calling me, man. Come on, man. I'm getting, like, a little disappointed, man. I thought y'all was, going to help a brother out, man. This is a free call, man. It's not like y'all being charged. And then it's killing me. Y'all talking about sports on here and saying things sports-related but won't call my show, man. Come on, now. Give your boy T-Wash some support, man. But, yeah. Joel Embiid goes out, man. Al Horford can step right in to that starting spot, and the Sixers may not miss a beat. Now, like I was saying about Tobias Harris, you know, they lost Jimmy Butler, but they re-signed Tobias Harris. I wouldn't have gave him all that money, man. They gave Tobias Harris $105 million. I mean, he's okay, but to me, in my opinion, $105 million, that's superstar money. That's star money. I don't see Tobias Harris as a superstar, man. Not think that losing Jimmy Butler is just like, hell, we got to keep him, so we just give him whatever. Elton Brand's like, man, forget it. We lost Jimmy. Let's just throw the bank at him. So Tobias Harris going to have some balling to do this season, man. Well, that Philly crowd going to let him know. You know Philly fans, they don't care, man. Shit, they boo Santa Claus. They boo anybody. They probably boo him out of town if he don't show up. $105 million for Tobias Harris? So, I mean, what, last year he averaged about 15 in the game for him. So, I say he'd up that to like 20-something with Jimmy Butler being gone. And the thing that they will miss about not having Jimmy Butler is that Jimmy Butler was a closer. Jimmy Butler closed games. So, not having Jimmy Butler that'll close the game for him, that may hurt the Sixers. All in all, I could see them challenging the Bucks to go to the NBA Finals. Okay, who's next on this ranking list? And like I said, they, at number 9, they got Golden State. And they stand the thing I'm saying. Don't count them out. I mean, I don't think that they're going to make it to the NBA Finals, but I think that they're going to challenge. Golden State definitely going to challenge. They still got Steph Curry. They still got Draymond Green. Draymond Green is the soul of that team. Steph Curry, we know what he did before KD got there. You know, that's my boy KD. But they know what he did before KD got there, man. Steph Curry is capable of putting up numbers and putting up MVP season. He did it twice, back to back. And with no Klay being there for at least first half of the season, I could see Steph going off in the beginning, scoring about 35, 36 a game. And, you know, to pick up with D'Angelo Russell, that's going to help out. I mean, D'Angelo Russell had his first All-Star season last year with the Nets, so he proved he can ball too. But I'm curious to see how he's going to do being on a team where it's not his, because he was the man in Brooklyn last year. You know, but Kyrie, you know, ended up signing there and taking that spot. And that's why they traded D'Angelo Russell, because they picked up Kyrie. Don't let me get started on Kyrie Irving, man. Kyrie Irving is great, but at the same time, man, I believe Kyrie Irving is the reason why the Celtics didn't do good last year. Kyrie was balling out in the beginning of the season. And then you look at it, man. Those youngsters, they had a chance to make to the NBA Finals without Kyrie or Gordon Hayward. Jason Tatum was balling his rookie year. Jaylen Brown was balling. Terry Rozier was balling at the point guard spot. They were balling. And somehow, some way, they let LeBron muscle that Game 7 win out of them in Boston to get to the finals. And so, you know, going into this past season, everybody expected Kyrie, you know, Kyrie, well, damn, Kyrie's back. Gordon Hayward's back. Oh, Boston going to the finals. I know I picked Boston to go to the finals. I mean, they had both of them back. And what happened? First 30-something games were great. Then Kyrie, man, because honestly, I think Kyrie kind of weird, man. I mean, you know, the man, he think the world is flat and he just say out of this world type of things. And he started criticizing the Young Bucks and to the media, not behind closed doors, criticizing them to the media. They said, you know, him and Jaylen Brown couldn't. They said Jaylen Brown hated him. They said he was cool with Jason Tatum. That's really about it. And if you look at the record this year, man, whenever Kyrie didn't play, the Celtics won, man. They played good, which proved that they did. They played better without him. I think Kyrie Irving was a cancer to that team, man, and it's good that he decided to leave. Plus, on top of that, because I listen to Boston radio station a lot, you know, being a Patriot fan, you know, I listen to what they be saying about the Patriots, but they also be talking about the Celtics, too. Those Boston fans ran him out of there, man. You should have heard them, man, like after the playoffs was over. They calling in them Boston radio stations, letting Kyrie have it, man. Get him out of here. He's a bum. We played better without him, which they did. Those Young Bucks balled without Kyrie. And then you see what happened, man. It's like that series against the Bucks, he didn't even try. He didn't even care. You knew he checked out and he was leaving. But I just think that they didn't need Kyrie Irving, man. I think that he was a cancer and he ruined that young team. They were young. And they were on the rise, man. They were on their way to the NBA Finals. If Kyrie would have been a leader, and I don't think he's a leader. I think Kyrie is a number two. He's not an alpha. And you see, that's the reason why he called LeBron during this past season, apologizing to him and all that, you know, saying he didn't understand and all that stuff when they played together in Cleveland. Because Kyrie's not an alpha dog, man. He's a number two. And so I'm curious to see how he's going to be over in New Jersey. I mean, I'm sorry, in Brooklyn. I'm still used to them being the New Jersey Nets. I want to see how he's going to do in Brooklyn as a leader. Because that was a nice young squad they got there. They made the playoffs. The Nets made the playoffs last year. They got Caris LeVert, Spencer Dinwiddie, the one Kung Fu Joe dude with the fro and the headband. I forgot his name. Jared Allen. I think that's his name, who blocked a lot of shots. They got him. Joe Harris from Virginia that shoot threes. The Nets got a pretty decent team, man. So I'm curious to see how Kyrie is going to be on the leadership front, because KD's not going to be back till next season after tearing his Achilles. KD will be back next season. So I'm curious to see how Kyrie is going to do. I don't know, man. Honestly, I don't think Kyrie – I don't know. I don't think he's a good leader, man. And I'm just wondering if he's going to tear apart that young Nets team too. You know, now once KD get back, the alpha will be back in the building. Then maybe Kyrie will be good. He could slide back to that number two spot. But with Kyrie being number one, hey, Debbie, with Kyrie being number one, I don't know, man. I don't think that he's going to be very good, you know, a leader as far as leadership and all that good stuff. Okay, so let me continue the power rankings. So they have Golden State at number nine. Time starting to fly, man. So I'm going to just do two more, and then I got to talk about the Summer League a little bit. They got the Boston Celtics at number 10. Kemba Walker, the addition of Kemba Walker, I think is going to be good because he's basically Kyrie Irving, but with more sense. I never heard Kemba Walker say off-the-wall things and be moody and all that stuff like Kyrie Irving is. And if you notice, all of Brad Stevens' guards are usually successful in his offense, especially the point guards. Little Isaiah Thomas averaged like 30 a game about 3 years ago. Then Terry Rozier balled out good when Kyrie was absent. Terry Rozier balled out in the system. Kyrie balled out in the system. If you go back to the Butler days, I mean, his Butler guards, they used to ball. So Brad Stevens, it's like his system is predicated to the point guard. So I expect Kemba Walker to step right in, score about 23, 24 a game. He'll lead the team in scoring. But then I expect Jason Tatum to have a bounce-back season because – he kind of had a sophomore slump this year. He wasn't the same Jason Tatum he was his rookie year. So I think Jason Tatum will be back, have a good season. I love what they did by picking up my guy. You know, I'm a Purdue Boilermaker guy, boiler up. They drafted my man Carson Edwards, who's been shoring out in summer league. This kid been hitting like at least four threes a game. So I'm loving what Carson Edwards is doing, man. So I'm expecting him to come in and play like a six-man role immediately as a rookie next year, maybe giving him like 12 off the bench. So I like that they picked him up. The other rookies they picked up are doing pretty good in the summer league right now. Grant Williams, he played at Tennessee. He's a double-double guy. I could see him doing something like, well, he might not get the double-double as far as points, but I could see him being the type of guy that grab double-digit rebounds. They picked up a point guard out of LSU, about my height, like 5'10". I think his name Trayvon Waters or something, but he's okay. He's a starting point guard at LSU last year. I don't know if he's going to make the squad. And then they got Big Taco Falls, man, out of Central Florida. They got him on their summer league squad, and he's been doing okay. You know, blocking a few shots here and there. Doing his stand-up dunks, because he literally don't have to jump off the damn ground to dunk, man. And it looked funny. But he does his stand-up dunks, and, you know, I hope he make the team, man. I like Taco Falls. He like 7'7". It's crazy. Dude, I mean, he literally just lift his arm up and just – I mean, he don't even have to jump. So I like what they're doing, you know, with him too. So I could see the Celtics, you know, like I said, they'll be one of the top teams in the East. And another team talking about the Indiana Pacers, man. Your hometown Pacers. People here in Indianapolis, your hometown Pacers, man, I think they're going to be pretty good. It's going to hurt not to have Vic in the beginning. Hopefully he'll be back after the All-Star break. Vic comes back after the All-Star break, man, they might be able to do some things depending on how he comes back. I mean, we don't know. But I like that they signed Malcolm Brogdon, man. That's a big addition. Getting Malcolm Brogdon is a big addition. And he's going to come in and run that point guard slot, do a good job. Bet he plays defense. He can shoot threes. He was a 50-40 guy. He shot 50% from the field last year, 40% from three, 50-40-90, I'm sorry. And he shot 90% from the free throw line. I mean, those are some good numbers from the point guard spot. So you have him running the point. And so Vic Oladipo comes back. Two guard spots going to be Jeremy Lamb, who just played in Charlotte. He's the scorer. I think he'll be able to give him like maybe 13 or 14 a game. And then they signed they traded for T.J. Warren out of Phoenix. He's definitely a scorer. And that's what he did when he's at South Carolina University, and that's what he did when he came in and played for Phoenix. T.J. Warren's a scorer. And now what I want to know is, are they going to try it, and how is it going to work as far as putting DeMontis Sabonis at the center and having Miles Turner at your power forward spot? Now, Miles Turner is very disappointing to me, man, because he's 7 foot, and all he does is shoot damn jump shots. If Miles Turner, you know what I'm saying, would just go play, get your big butt inside, you know what I mean, develop some kind of post move. I mean, it's good for you to, like, have an inside game plus the outside game. We know you can shoot from the outside. We know you got an outside game. We know you're a stretch forward, Miles Turner. But you need to, sometimes you need to get your big butt inside too, man. You need to get in there and do some work. Now, I know DeMontis Sabonis can do that. And I'm really hoping it worked, because word is, is that if it doesn't work with those two guys in the lineup, one of them may be getting traded at the trade deadline. And it's almost like, who you going to choose? And I just got a feeling that they'll probably end up trading DeMontis Sabonis, which I wouldn't. But Miles Turner is a rim protector. He blocks a lot of shots, man. He led the league in blocked shots last year. So you really don't want to give that up. So I would keep DeMontis Sabonis, but I got a feeling if it came down to it, the Pacers would trade Sabonis and keep Miles Turner. And also, they picked this draft pick at number 18, a kid named Goga from overseas. I watched his highlights on YouTube. To me, he's another Miles Turner. He blocks shots. He can shoot jump shots. But it seemed like he's a little more tougher than Miles. Like, it seemed like Miles don't like the banging. Miles is not really tough. Miles Turner is like a finesse stretch four at 7 feet. It seemed like the Golden kid, he don't mind taking the contact, getting inside, doing a little work, shooting jump shots. He runs a lot of pick and rolls and screens. He's good at doing that, catches alley-oops. He's very athletic. So I like that addition, you know, of the Goga kid that they picked up at number 18. So I can see the Pacers, man, being at least, you know, they'll be between the 4 and the 6 seed in the East. And like I said, it all depends on how they look when Victor Oladipo comes back. If Vic could come back, like the Vic we all know and love, man, the Pacers are going to be scary. But if he can't, then, you know, like I said, they're going to be one of those teams that's between 4 and 6, trying to make it to the second round, and that probably be the furthest they go. What's going on, Joe? Long time, man. Guys, if you want to call in and talk about any of this. I got a call. Let's see who this is. Questions and answers, baby.
Hey, what's going
on? Who's calling?
Yeah, it's Gears, man. Just wanted to harp in on the Pacers real quick. I think they'll be able to weather the storm with Vic not being there, because I think Malcolm Brogdon is more of a combo than a traditional point guard. And I think Jeremy Lamb will definitely help make up some of the points that, you know, they're missing from Vic. And I think when it's all said and done, man, if, like you said, if they come back healthy, I think they'll be the third best team behind the Bucks in Milwaukee, but I got the Bucks and the Lakers in the finals, man. I think that's what's going to happen.
Bucks and the Lakers in the finals?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's definitely a possibility. But you think the Pacers will be like the third in the East, even with like with Vic coming back? You think the Pacers get up to third? I don't know, man.
Yeah,
that's going to be tough, man.
With it all said and done, because like you said, they got T.J. Warren as far as some of the points, too. They can figure out their front court. And I, like you said, I wouldn't trade Sabonis, man. He's proved he should be starting now. The rookie, I think he can come off the bench. I think he's more for the future. I think you run Sabonis and MT and Warren at the three, Lamb and Brogdon in the backcourt. And that's okay. That's okay to get that.
Yeah, I agree with that, man. I think they'll definitely be cool. And like I said, if they do, which I hope they don't either, I definitely would like them to keep Sabonis. But like I said, with Miles Turner being a great rim protector, I don't think they're going to give up Miles, man. I think when it's all said and done, man, they're going to end up trading Sabonis and then the Goga kid to get Sabonis minutes.
I hope not, but I think that nowadays your bench has to be, you know, pretty strong as well, just as strong almost as your starting five. To be a real, real good team, and I think the Pacers are—they definitely strengthen their bench. And like I said, the rookie, hopefully, he'll come off the bench, and when Vic come back, I think they'll be okay because they—I think they won 48 games last year without Vic. What did he miss? Like 15, 20 games, I think.
He missed about between 20 and 25.
Yeah, and they won 48. They could have definitely won, you know, over 50 something, but I think they'll do that this year. But one more question I have, and I get off the phone. I know you talked about the Lakers and the Clippers earlier as far as, you know, who's the better team. But what do you think with this reports that LeBron running a point guard? I think that's a good move personally because I think he's still unguardable. And, you know, he's a pass-first player. And I think that, you know, when things get tight, he can just, you know, take the ball in and just do his thing. But I think that's a good move for him. What do you think about that? Now hang up and listen.
All right. Well, thanks, Gary. I appreciate it, man. Hey, you already know. Thursdays and Saturdays, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. As far as LeBron, man, I think it'll be a good move because we know he has those capabilities. He's always been compared to Magic Johnson instead of the comparisons to Michael Jordan. LeBron's always been compared to Magic. We know he's a great passer. He's getting up in age, so it probably will do him some good to pass the ball more instead of exerting so much energy on the offensive and defensive end. He could kind of take it easy a little bit. I mean, don't get me wrong, LeBron can still put up points, and we know he can because he's too strong. But having him be the facilitator, I think that'll be a good thing for that offense.
Questions and answers, baby.
What's going on? Who's calling?
What's up, T? This is Jeff, man.
What's going on, Jeff? How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm doing pretty good, man. All right, I'm going to disagree with you guys, man.
Okay.
I do not like LeBron at the point. He's going to spend a lot of energy trying to get those other guys involved. And I think if you just put him back at the, what was he, power forward, I believe?
No,
he
played the three. He played three, but really it don't matter, though. You know, LeBron, he could play one through three or one through four.
You're right, but I don't know. We've seen him do it in Cleveland, and did he do it at the Heat, too, a little bit, too?
A little bit, but think about it. He really didn't have no help in Cleveland. Man, he got a lot of help in L.A., man, and – you know, I mean, he going to have Anthony Davis. He's going to have Kyle Kuzma. He's going to have Boogie Cousins off the bench. Rondo is probably going to do a lot of the ball handling, too, because, you know, he's a great four general. So I don't think that they will, like, exclusively have LeBron at the point, but it'll be some sequences, I'm pretty sure, when he do run the point just because he can.
Right. Well, I think overall as a team, though, they're not going to be they'll be okay. They'll make the playoffs, but I don't know.
I got the Clippers beating them. I got the Clippers beating them in the 7-game series, Jeff.
Okay, right. Okay. I mean, yeah. I mean, I can see that though. But I mean, just what about their bench though? Do you think they have a bench? You named off their starting five, but they don't
Clippers?
Have a bench at all. No, not the Clippers. The Lakers. They don't have a bench.
They just got Boogie Cousins. Well, really, you got Boogie Cousins. You got Boogie Cousins, and then you got a bunch of like has-been guys. That's what I'm saying. I don't think the Lakers gonna win it.
Yeah,
I think that, you know, I think the Clippers could beat them. I think Portland will give the Lakers a run.
And I agree with you when you said that Portland is one of the Portland, Utah. A lot of these teams right here are up and coming, good teams, man. Now, one thing I disagree with you about is, you know, everybody's writing Golden State off, man. But Golden State is actually, I think they still going to be in the mix a little bit, man. Myself.
Well,
I mean,
you didn't hear me? You didn't hear me? That's what I said. I don't think they're going to win a championship, but I think they're going to be in the mix. I could see them making the playoffs because, what, Klay will be back like the second half of the season. Steph, we know what he can do. He going to be by – it's going to be him and Draymond. Steph might average about 36 a game next year. He might be in the MVP running. So we know what Steph can do. It's just a matter of, you know – go ahead.
I was going to say they picked up the center from who was Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, they got Cauley Stein. Cauley Stein.
Yeah,
they're going to start Kevon Looney. They re-signed Kevon Looney, which was good. So he'll be the starter. Kylie Stein going to come off the bench. And then they picked up our hometown boy's son, Glenn Robinson III, who's been disappointing to me. Hopefully he'll be able to come in and help Golden State out.
And then let's not forget about they've got a couple boys off of the Villanova championship team, though. They got his name Pascal or something like that. They got him.
Pascal, and they just traded for that Spellman kid from Atlanta.
Yeah,
they traded
they
for him.
Spell. So let's not write Golden State off, man. Golden State gonna be okay, man. They won't be.
I think
bad,
they'll be
though.
Okay. I just don't think they can win the championship.
Yeah, championship is going, you know, kind of, you know, yeah. I agree with you right there, man. And then just jump over to some football, man. Now
all right, man.
Hey,
that's what I want to do.
The Bears, now, come on, now. You ain't really said much about the Bears. I hear you saying stuff about the quarterback, man, but you know how that defense was last year. You know,
yeah, defense is good, man.
I hear the running back up there. I don't know who he is, though, but the running back is just clowning. It's going to clown this year, man, for the Bears.
Yeah, I didn't even know they traded Jordan Howard.
They didn't make some good moves, man. So I'm looking for the Bears to do some work. You know, still, you know, the Patriots, man, I mean, your Pats, man, I'm at that first round draft pick they made, man. I mean, he's pretty good, man.
Uh-huh.
I think he's the best. He might be the best. Well, I'm going to say the best receiver in the draft, but.
He's a big boy, man.
Huh?
I said he's a big boy, man. They saying that, you know, he's going to probably get a lot of catches, like, in the seam, and he's going to be – they're saying he's basically going to probably do the Gronk role because the tight ends they get are backup tight ends, and they're not really that good. So they said, you know, him and Brady already been working out, man, which is a bad sign for the rest of the league, you know. Oh, man, boy, I can't wait, man. I can't wait, you know. Everybody hating on the Patriots, you know, they so sick of him, man. But, you know, as long as Brady and Belichick still there, dude, they're going to be in the mix. I'm not saying they're going to win it all this year, but they're going to be right there, man. They're going to be right there as long as they stay healthy.
I kind of, just judging everything off the last couple of years that I've seen, what I've seen, what we've all witnessed, that you're probably right, man. They always end up right there somehow, some way, man. You know, and that's that coach and that quarterback, man.
Yeah. I like Trubisky, though, man. Oh, the Colts?
Yeah. The Colts. What about the receivers they picked up, though? I mean, this boy Campbell out of Ohio State, that's a damn good pickup.
Yeah, Paris Campbell? Yeah, man. Hey, he's good, man. And I want to see how Deion Kane is going to do this year, because I liked him last year, but he got hurt in the preseason. He got hurt in training camp. He was expected to be the number two.
He was a stud in college, man.
Dude, look, I wanted the Patriots to draft him, man. But, you know, hey, right. I'm curious to see how he's going to be this year. And like I was saying, I'm going to two Colts games this year because of my kid. You know, like I told you, I didn't know my kid was a Colts fan. We went to the Houston Texans game last year. I'm going to take her to the Houston Texans game this year because Deshaun Watson is going to be better. And that's going to be a better game. And I'm going to take her to the game against Cam Newton, against the Carolina Panthers. I mean, look, I like what the Colts doing, man. I like the maniac on defense. Hopefully he can stay healthy and not, you know, get hurt so much like Bob Sanders, because that's what he reminds me of, man. He get hurt a lot. That Texan game we went to last year, me and my daughter, he got hurt. He went out of the game twice because he got hurt.
Right.
But I like the Colts, man. Yeah, I mean, I like what they're doing.
Yeah, the NFL season is going to be fun to watch, man. Like, it's been a lot of musical chairs in the NFL and the NBA. So it's all going to be awesome, man.
Oh, yeah. So, red zone, man.
I can't wait.
I'll
call you back, man. I'm going to give you a call back. Let me get some more questions and stuff together here for you, man. I'm trying not to argue with you, bro. You know how we do it. But
we can, man. You know, we can. That's what this show is, man. Questions and answers, man. Hey, we can. If you want to debate something, we can. It don't matter. But
so
I do the show.
We're talking boxing and everything, huh? We going
with
boxing and
talk boxing. You know, we could talk about how Ruiz was knocked Joshua back to England. We could talk about all that.
that was nasty. Well,
I think he did that because he ducked Deontay Wilder.
Huh?
I said I think Joshua ducking Deontay Wilder. He's been doing it for years, man.
So do you think Wilder is the best pound-for-pound boxer out there? Or
no, not pound-for-pound.
I
like Bud Crawford.
Huh?
I like Terrence Bud Crawford is pound-for-pound.
Oh, I disagree with you, man. What?
Crawford. Who you like is pound-for-pound?
Man. I mean, Crawford is a bad boy, man, but Spence got it locked up.
Yeah. Errol Spence is good, too, man. That's why I want to – aren't they going to be fighting here pretty soon?
Yeah, they're trying to get that together, man.
Yeah,
super fight.
That's when we'll find out. That's when we're going to find out. When they fight, that's when we're going to find out. Because, I like Bud Crawford pound for pound, man. I do. I like him, man.
Yeah.
I like Canelo. You know, I like Canelo. I got a couple of boxers I like, man. But Deontay Wilder, man, he's okay, but he's a little too wild, man. You know, he's a wild man. But the way he knocked that one dude out his last fight, oh my God.
Yeah, that was that didn't make no sense.
That was nasty,
man.
I mean, damn, as soon as the bell rang, Jeff, it was over.
Yes, exactly. Yep. So okay, man. All right, man. I ain't gonna hold your line up, man. It's okay, man. I give you a call back though, T, man. Good. You got a great show, man. It's good talking with you, man.
Well, hey, man, Jeff. Look, Thursdays and Saturdays, buddy. 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central.
Okay, I got you.
All right, man. Thank you, man. All
right. Okay.
All right. All right, that's my man Jeff. I have no idea why y'all couldn't hear him, Mike. I don't know. I don't know if I was too loud or what, but I heard him. I don't know if he's too low. I have no idea. But that's my man Jeff. He basically called. He's a Bears fan, man, so he's talking about the Bears and things like that.
Questions and answers, baby.
Who's calling? What's going on?
What's up, man?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Good. What's happening?
Not much. Just talking sports, man.
What do you think about the trade that just went down?
What trade just went down? I have no idea. You report news to me.
CP3 for Russ.
Man, Oklahoma City took up that contract?
Man,
wow.
I feel like that was the dumb thing to do, right? Why would they
man.
Take that?
Man, Dude, Chris Paul, they're going to pay Chris Paul $38 million this year, $41 million next year. And he on his last legs for real. Are you serious?
Right, he's not even worth it.
Wow. No, hey, man, you report news to questions and answers, man. Because, look, I'm on my computer. My TV's not on. I ain't getting no chime on my phone. Well, I'm on Facebook Live right now, so I probably wouldn't have got the chime. But, man, hey, dude, you reporting the news. I had no idea. So what else did they add in that trade?
Some picks and some pick swaps. My boy Ike told me to call in and holler at you.
Okay.
I put the number down, and that went down. I want to reach out.
Okay, well, good, man. Hey, man, I'm glad you did, man. Hey, thanks for that, Ike. I want Ike to call in, too, man. He tripping out, man. You know, me and Ike, we go back. We used to ball together when we were kids. So, you know, I know he likes to talk basketball. So I don't know why he didn't call me either, man. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Ike. But, hey, man, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling, man. I really do appreciate
it.
But, man, that's crazy.
How often are you on, man?
Thursdays and Saturdays, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. So 6:30 your time.
Okay.
So,
cool.
Hey, man, whoever you know. Go ahead.
I'm going to say this. They gave up first-round pick in 2024 and 26 and then swaps in 21 and 25.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, man, the Clippers gave Oklahoma City a lot of picks, so that's not hurting them. But I'm just shocked that they took that damn contract, man. They got to pay this dude $38 million this year and $41 million next year. Damn.
Exactly. And I want to see what CP3, how he feel about it, because he acted like he was straight in Houston. I'm going to be here. I'm happy in Houston.
Well, they said him and James Harden had stopped getting along, man. I believe it, because think about it. Both of them ball dominant. The one good thing you got about Russ going there is him and James are real cool, man, back to their Oklahoma City days. So it should be fine. But I still don't think that put Houston over the limit, you know, like to the top. I still don't think Houston will be able to beat the Clippers or the Lakers in the seven game, or Portland in the seven game series.
Hey, Utah being slept on too. Utah making some money out there.
Oh yeah, man. Mike Conley and my man Donovan Mitchell. That's gonna be one of the best backcourts.
Yeah.
And then you got Gobert, the center. Them picking up on Bogdanovich for the three, and then Joe Ingles shoot. Man, NBA gonna be nasty this season, man. The Western Conference is gonna be nasty, and I can't wait, man.
Yeah. Right, it's some good moves being made to balance the power out.
Yeah, it's not going to just be one team. Because you know how every year we could just predict, damn, it's going to be Golden State, it's going to be Cleveland. You can't say that now, man. It's wide open.
Right.
I think in the East, it's going to be either the Bucks or the Sixers.
Yeah,
and in the West, it could be four or five teams in the West.
Right, it's a toss-up in the West.
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
No, I'm listening. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to repeat what you had told me, man. Like I said, you broke the news. Russell Westbrook got traded to the Houston Rockets for Chris Paul. Man, that's crazy. That is crazy. And what was your name again, bro?
My name Ant.
Ant? All right, man. All right. That's crazy, man.
How you feel about what you think about Chris Paul going to a rebuilding situation? You think he's gonna try to get a buyout, or what you feel about that?
Yeah, I don't think he want to go to a rebuilding situation. He's too old, man. He want to be on the winner. So yeah, he's gonna try to force his way out. I think he's gonna try to force his way out of there, man, or either retire. One of the two.
That's what I was.
Because I don't see. I definitely don't see him staying in that situation. Because Oklahoma City gonna be horrible. And then why would they pick – they just got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from the Clippers, who's an up-and-coming point guard who played a pretty good rookie year last year. He's going to be their point guard of the future. So this tells me they're going to try to get rid of that Chris Paul contract. They're going to try to trade him somewhere else and see if somebody else is going to be dumb enough to pick up those last 2 years on his deal. Maybe the Knicks.
Right.
The Knicks are desperate.
Yeah, but I don't see how this trade works out for OKC. Like, I don't understand
it
on their part.
It just basically mean they in rebuild mode. They rebuild it, man. I think Sam Presti tearing it all down and trying to rebuild it all back together, man. I mean, that's what it's telling me. Now that means Steven Adams is probably gonna be on the block. He'd probably be on the block next, Steven Adams from the Thunder.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be – they would be doing him a great service if they go ahead and get rid of him. We need to keep him either.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, man. Because, if I'm a player of any relevance on that Oklahoma City Thunder team, I'm trying to get traded. Because they – like I said, they basically rebuilding everything, man.
Yeah.
So I can see Chris Paul trying to force his way out. I don't think he's going to stay there.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. All right, man, I'm going to continue listening to the show that you're putting on, man. I'll be touching bases again at Thursdays and Saturdays.
Yes, sir. 6:30 your time, man.
All right, I got you.
All right, thanks, Ant-Man. Hey, have a good one, bro.
All right, you too, man. Take it easy.
All right. All right, whoever was trying to call me last, hey, call back, man. I got 9 minutes left to holler at you. So whoever it was that was trying to call me, call back. These last few minutes, man, I guess I could finish up by talking about NBA Summer League. Summer League has been all right. You know, of course, there's a lot of guys that's trying to make squads and things like that. None of the high-priority picks are really playing. Zion played game one, and he bumped knees with somebody, and they shut him down the rest of the way, which I can understand. That guy means so much to that New Orleans Pelicans franchise. He's going to be the franchise, literally. So why even risk him getting hurt in a summer league game? So I understand why they took him out and shut him down. But Ja Morant, he's not playing. Romeo Langford, who I really want to see play because I watched this kid play in high school a lot, and he was the truth. But when he went to IU, he kind of disappointed me because it's like he couldn't handle the Big Ten play. You know, Big Ten, they play physical in the Big Ten, man. Big Ten is physical ball. You got to be able to take contact and play through that. And it seemed like in the Big Ten, man, he got roughed up and pushed around, and he just couldn't, you know, adapt to it, to that type of playing style. So, to me, he didn't really have a great freshman year like I thought he would have. I mean, he still led the team in scoring, but if he would have been allowed to come straight out of high school, Romeo Langford would have been a top three pick. And it's like he didn't show up to me, you know, in that. In the Big Ten, so I really want to see him play in the summer league and see how he do, but we're not gonna be able to see him until the NBA preseason. But he's not playing. RJ Barrett is still playing. He's played every game, and he's not doing that great. I mean, he's averaging like 14 a game, but there's nothing flashy about it. You know, it seemed like he performed better when he's playing at Duke with Zion. It's like now, man, he don't look right. He don't look right. Saturday show, I'm going to end up finishing the power rankings because I stopped at number 11, or number 10, and it was the Indiana Pacers. So I stopped there. So I'm going to continue to rest on Saturday, continue talking about the NBA power rankings after all the trades. But that's crazy, man. Russell Westbrook playing with his boy. Ant reported it. I got to check. I can't check right now, but after the show, I'm going to check, you know, make sure. You know, his sources are right, but that's crazy. If that went down, that's crazy. Oklahoma City picking up that $38 million you had to pay Chris Paul this year and then $41 next year. And like I said, it's a rebuilding situation. Chris Paul not trying to stay there, man. He's going to try to force his way out. He's not going to stay there. He's going to force his way out and try to go to a contender. Back to Summer League. Carson Edwards, like I said, my Purdue boy, man, boiler up. He's balling out the summer league. He's hitting like 4 threes a game, and they play tonight. He averaging like 19 a game. I could see him being like that Vinny Microwave, Louis Williams type, come off the bench, give you about maybe 15 to 20 a game. I think he could do that in the NBA. I think he's going to be able to get his shot off. I don't think he's going to – he don't play with any fear. I don't see him playing with any fear. I think he's going to be fine with the Celtics. And I'm really happy because he's a second-round pick. Most second-round picks don't get guaranteed contracts. They have to make the squad. And so during Carson's last summer league game, they basically were talking about how Carson's agents was in the front office, you know, been in the front office talking to the Rockets. The Rockets. See, this Russell Westbrook trade is on my mind. It did happen. I just received confirmation that the trade did go down. But Carson Edwards' agent was in the Celtics front office discussing contracts. So that's good. That means he's going to make the squad, and he's going to be able to perform the way I'm saying he's going to perform. Boiler up, baby. He's going to do it. He's going to ball out the NBA. I see it. The Pelicans, man, what they doing? I got 4 minutes left. Let me see who this is calling in. Probably going to be my last call.
Questions and answers, baby.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Woj just broke. What's going on, man? This is Gary. G calling again. So, Woj just broke that story, man.
Wow.
That's going to be crazy, so, man.
Wow. So it did happen.
Dominant point guards. Yeah.
Yeah,
dude.
But
gave up a lot, too, just like the Clippers did for Paul George.
Really?
Yeah, they gave up a lot, man. They got a lot of first-round picks in the next 4 years, man. A lot.
Damn, so how many picks the Thunder going to have, man?
At least 8, dog.
Wow. Man, so like I was saying, man, me and Ant was talking. So, you know Chris Paul getting out of there, right? Because that's a rebuild situation.
Yeah,
he going to force his way out,
absolutely,
man.
It don't make no sense to me to trade one point guard for another one that is ball dominant. Like, I would have kept CP3.
No, the difference is, man, Russ and James Harden are cool, though. They cool. Remember, they go back to Oklahoma City days. They cool.
Ago,
so,
that was 6 years ago.
I think it can still.
Harden came off the bench.
Yeah. Maybe they'll run Russ at the two, and we can see how he true. Because James Harden is more of a point guard than him. D'Antoni will run Russ at the two, and we can see how good Russ will be at the two. What I've been saying for years, put him at the two. Maybe that's gonna happen now.
Just broke it bombs, yeah. All right, man.
Wow.
I'll let you finish up. Okay.
All right, man. Thanks for confirming that. So my man Ant was right, man. That's crazy, man. I'm not gonna get over that. Like I said, a lot of money, but like I said, either Chris Paul gonna retire or he gonna force his way out somehow. But if he do force his way out, once again, who gonna pick up that contract? Unless his new team gonna be like, hey, Oklahoma City, y'all gonna have to pay a year of this contract. Y'all gonna have to pay this season, and we'll pay the $41 million next season. Damn. That's a lot of money, dog, to be paying old Chris Paul, who on his last legs, pretty much basically about done. Houston messed up by giving him that contract. But I think it is two ball-dominant guys, but the difference is Russ and Harden, they know each other. They played with each other before. I think it could work better than Chris Paul and James Harden. I mean, think about it. Chris Paul and James Harden, they not boys. But Russ and James Harden are actually boys. And I've been saying it for years because I was a big Oklahoma City guy because I'm a Kevin Durant guy. I was saying it for years, man. Move Russ to the two-guard spot. I think he'd be more effective there because he's really a two-guard. So who knows? James Harden is more of a point guard than Russ. Maybe Mike D'Antoni might. Hey, Russ, you're going to have to run the two. James, you run the one. James Harden still be able to get his shots, but I think Russ will be able to get his shots too. It's just going to be a guard-dominated team. They'll be like Portland. CJ McCollum, Damian Lillard. I think they'll be just like that. I got some rookies I want to talk about, man. But I don't have enough time. I'm going to continue talking about some of these summer league players that stood out to me on Saturday's show, and I'm going to continue to talk about the NBA power rankings after these trades went down on Saturday. So you guys, make sure you tune in Saturday, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, questions and answers, hosted by your man T. Wash. this time, you guys, if I get on Facebook Live, you all you guys chiming up and stuff and making comments, you're going to have to call me next week on Saturday, man. Support your man, T-Wash. But I want to thank everybody that called. I appreciate it. Questions and answers, I'm out.